Are you Mandalorian?
I'm a simple man making his way through the galaxy. Like my father before me.
3 Men and a Baby Yoda Podcast. Matthew, Dylan, Callan.
This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to episode 39 of the 3 Men and a Baby Yoda podcast. We are 4 days away from Star Wars Celebration, and joining me tonight are my two valued colleagues. Dylan is away tonight, and stepping up in his place is our fourth or 12th man, who is probably teetering on a bit of anxiety, a bit of excitement, because in, I think it's 3 hours and 20 minutes, the English Premier League is decided once and for all. Is the quad available? Mr. Ignite the Brown Turbo himself, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. I think I'm more anxious about the Premier League than Star Wars at the moment. So, I'm planning to stay up till, 1 a.m. I think it starts, kickoff. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping for the right
many
result,
favors.
I think.
Need favors, yeah, favors Steven Gerrard.
Aston Villa. Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I think I'm thinking about that more than Star Wars at the moment. So
you just got celebration one is major milestone at a time. I'll win the Premier League now, then the Champions League, and then I'll see Kenobi, and then I'll hang out with Ewan McGregor, and then go to Steel Show, and then if I can be bothered, I'll come home. But we'll get back to Celebration after this, but we need to introduce the man who's not coming to Celebration, but will be there in spirit and on the chat. Callan Gardner, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. I feel like the guy that's not going. I've got FOMO. You said you're sort of psyched for the soccer, but this is probably the most psyched I've been for Star Wars in a hot minute. I've been getting super bloody goosebumps, emotional, and all these bloody Kenobi vibes and Andor. I'm pretty pumped. My entitledness is coming in pretty hard.
Oh, it is, mate. We'll talk about that Vanity Fair photo shoot later, but that ought to keep you pumped. I mean, you need new content every week, and they're saying that the Rebellion's going to be live, and you got Andor, Ahsoka, Mando, and Obi-Wan on the cover, mate. There's enough content to keep you alive for months, years.
Yeah, and there's a lot of chat around. They're keeping it to the TV, and they're pumping it. I'm pretty pumped. I was seeing Darth Vader and is it Reavis, Reva, like next to each other. That was
Reavis Steenkamp.
Like, yeah, it's been a cool Star Wars couple of weeks. Except I don't get to go to Celebration, so that's pretty fucked.
It really is. It's amping up something big. Like, how are you feeling, Maddie? Are you feeling movie level excitement? I mean, fast forward 24 hours and you've won the league, and Man City have fallen over now, and we're three days out from your flight. So, how are you feeling about Kenobi? Like, have you got the goosies?
Oh, look, no goosies. I'm more just intrigued and looking forward to it. I've probably only watched the trailer like twice. I haven't gone through and watched
the twice. I watched the trailer twice today.
No. See, I just twice is enough, and I haven't really watched any breakdowns at all either. So I just want to keep it fresh, and go in with an open mind as well. I don't really want to dig too deep at the moment. I'm sure we'll do that afterwards. But
you're not going to commit to getting excited. You're just going to play it cool.
No, and I generally get excited when I'm on the plane. There's all that pre-plane, pre-flight, sort of nerves to do with actual flying and, getting ready and getting through customs and all that sort of stuff. Once you're in the plane, it's like, right, this is real. This is actually real. I'm gonna go there. And that's when my mind will start to wander and get some enjoyment, I think.
Once the plane takes off, there's no going back. Your wife can't call you back. You can't. That's right. It's too much.
Yeah. Like, it's actually a great feeling. It's one of my favorite feelings is a long haul flight.
Flying away from your family.
No. I enjoy long haul flights. No, you're putting words in my mouth. So I enjoy long haul flights particularly where you can just switch off your phone. No one can get you. Like, no one can actually interrupt you. It's just like work can't call you. There's no messages pinging through your phone. And I just love that feeling. You can watch what you want. And, yeah, people say they don't like long haul flights, but I enjoy the 14 hours in the air. I don't like the bits at the end where you have to, you know, LAX is probably the worst airport in the world to go through. But actually, in flight, I pretty enjoy it. It's all right.
Well, I've got to say, mate, that it's probably a good thing we're on flights a day apart, because trust me, I'm sure Callan can attest that sitting next to me for 14 hours is not something you want to do too many times in your life.
No, the most fidgetiest person you'll ever sit next to in your life. It's 14 hours. I agree. I love watching Sid movies. If you don't have kids on there, it's just you. It's the best.
Yeah.
I've tried to stay away from like hard breakdowns of Kenobi. I'm just hyped from like little trailers and like the Vanity Fair, those pieces and stuff. Like, yeah. I don't know too many details, but I'm super excited for it. I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah. I've been watching more of the TV interviews as well. Like, they're going like touring through sort of the UK and Europe, doing those interviews, and yeah, I've been watching those and getting kind of hyped for those. So they haven't really let anything slip. One thing I I can't remember where it was. It was a TV interview, or it might have been a podcast. Ewan said something like he doesn't either use the Force or doesn't use his powers for the first episode or two.
Oh,
doesn't
really?
Use a lightsaber. I can't remember what it was. I think it might have been a podcast interview.
Wow. I can't imagine him using the Jedi mind trick, and that's it. But he's not going to ignite the blue anytime soon.
But he's probably laying low for the first two episodes. Like, he's probably hiding in a cave or, you know, and just sort of coming out of his shell and
chopping meat. Yeah,
the trailer's apparently the first two episodes, similar to what they've done with in the past. It's only that first two, and then really there's maybe one other scene or something that's later on, but that's it. So we shouldn't see anything after the second one. It should be all brand new. So am I going to see it before you guys?
Well, why would you see it before us?
Well, no, because you're going to be – it's the middle of the night when it comes out.
We might see it before midnight, you.
Yeah.
No, it's the middle of the night for us, but it's 7 p.m. for you. But I'm pretty sure we'll be watching at the exact same time, because we're not going to be we're too tired. I think I'll just watch it tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. but there's a very good chance that we might see it before you. Because
that would make
sense.
That might happen, but also, didn't they release? Was it either Mando season two? They released a few hours earlier, before midnight, West Coast. I seem to recall, just a couple of hours earlier. But generally, I think on the West Coast, it's either midnight or 1 a.m. the general release. But I could have sworn that Mando season two or even Booker Boba was couple of hours early, at least the premiere. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, we'll see. We'll have to see what happens. What's we haven't organised a viewing party yet, have we? Terbs.
No, we haven't. We don't really know when it's going to be. I mean, we've sort of got two or three Airbnbs sort of around us that we could probably just, as long as someone is able to stream it.
Pizza night and then wait for Kenobi is the plan, I think. Thursday night pizza and brewery. So we'll go from there. But tell me, Turbo, 14 hours on your flight, you're excited. What's going to – give us your action plan for the flight. Are you going to listen to podcasts or what if you – tell me how you get from Sydney to LAX and keep yourself amused and
I listen to generally podcasts or audiobooks. I like to sort of shut my eyes or rest my eyes. Eyes get dehydrated, so I like to just shut my eyes. But one thing I might do is there's that new book out called Brotherhood. Is that right? It was just released. Yeah, Star Wars. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was to do with Anakin and Obi-Wan. So I think that's, yeah. So I might, I don't know, download that and listen to the audiobook of that, or maybe read that. I don't know. But yeah, generally I like to listen to things rather than watch things. I don't know. I like to shut my eyes. I'm in front of the computer screen all day at work and I just want to switch off.
You probably can recommend the Thrawn series.
Debunk your capsule.
If you haven't done
this. Turbo tends to fly up the front of the plane, I hear, or is that true?
No. This is the cheapest of the cheap seats. I honestly don't see the value in that. You're all in this big capsule anyway. It doesn't really matter. I don't care about stretching my legs. I'm good. I'm a good flyer. Just have a few drinks and I'm out like a light.
Yeah, but then you wake up and you're like, oh, my neck, fuck. Cal, what's your prep for Kenobi?
I'm not going to go in. There's no more trailers. I'm not going to do any breakdowns. I'm just going to hold out.
I've done one breakdown. I just watched the trailer for the music, like Jewel of the Fates and, so good. But what are you watching in anticipation? What have you started?
No, I haven't started anything. I've been sort of holding on. I was actually contemplating going back and getting some, because I'm getting psyched for Ahsoka and all that stuff. I'm trying to get a bit more Rebels into me, but I haven't just yet. So I haven't really had the time.
Get season one of Rebels down the gullet quickly. You want to see the Inquisitor, even though Rupert Friend didn't watch it because he's trying to do something completely fresh. I also watched him in Anatomy of a Scandal. That was good.
The same actor. Yeah, he is good, actually. He is good.
He was in Homeland, too.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, he was, too. Mm. No, I might smash out some Rebels, kick it, and not watch any more Kenobi until Friday, I think. Friday? Yep. Thursday, Friday. There's the Thrawn book, audiobook. If you have not, do yourself a favor, Turbo. I'm telling you that if you ever listened to any of them, audiobooks.
No, I'm not into Thrawn. Not into Thrawn at all.
You're not into Thrawn at all.
Not at all.
How can we be possibly?
I've read the, like, back in high school, like year 9, 10, I think it was.
Heir to the Empire.
The Timothy Zahn. Yeah, all that trilogy was decent, but I just haven't really taken to the new Thrawn for whatever reason. So
how are you so socially accepted in all these Star Wars people
and, like what they
and
like
you don't
and
like you don't like Thrawn? Fucking hell, that's I'm reevaluating our friendship. How can you not like Thrawn?
If I had a choice between a new Thrawn book and this new book called Brotherhood, which is to do with Anakin and Obi-Wan in the Clone Wars, then I'd choose that because that's more related to what's coming up with Obi-Wan and, you know, the whole Darth Vader confrontation. So I'm going to be going with those characters rather than Thrawn. So
maybe one
that's
day.
A fair call, we'll, isn't
ma- it? Maybe it does look good. The book is Anakin and Obi on the front cover. Thrawn's going to come pretty hard and hot in the future, I'm sure, and
I think he's going to be the big bad for the next 5 to 7 years. Everything's going to center around him. I think Jimmy Dice and I just can't wait to see him in live action. I've been waiting for so long. He's been one of my favorites. Cal, I know, and I can take full credit because I got you onto Thrawn. I know you for did. A fact. I said, hey. And I know you've gone past me and read way more books than me now, but I was just like, dude, you got to get around this blue guy. He's so awesome. He's like Sherlock Holmes. And then I gave you the book and then you read it and then you came to me and you were like, he's awesome.
Yeah. And he was adding Rebels. Sherlock Holmes is a good example. He's just a master
space
tactician.
Sherlock.
Yeah, space Sherlock.
So tell me about
Celebration. Give me your rundown for Celebration at a high level. What are you most excited about?
Fuck. I don't know. For me, it's a whole new experience. Like, I've been there before. I've done this. You know, he's pretty cool, calm, and collected. He's keeping his emotions in check. I'm I know that I'm going to go so hard so quickly, and I'm going to need a day just to pause and rewind and probably apologize to a few people and then get back out there. But I'm pumped. I just don't know how I'm going to do everything. It's like I've got photo ops. I've got panels I've applied for. I want to get a Funko shopping. I want to, you know, I want to get swag. I want to buy things. I want to trade things. I want to hand out Tim Tams. You know, there's just so much to do. Like, and then I haven't even looked at all the little panels yet. I haven't even planned it yet. I mean, I probably should print it and then plan that I'm on the plane in 14 hours, like when I have nothing to do. Because I know otherwise I'll just end up going on the day and going, okay, what are we doing? Like, there's seriously so much to do. I mean, the good thing is, like, the night and the day seem to be sorted, Turbo. I mean, like, you know, I fly in the day before you, so I'm going fly in, acclimatize. Disneyland, day one celebration, Kenobi night, day two, Disney night, day three, Steel Wars show, Saturday night, day four, closing ceremony, Sith this party, fucking Monday, you know, decompress, maybe go home with Turbo and please my wife. by coming home early, not anyway, or just take a break and then come back on Tuesday to a very angry wife who was angry that I didn't change my flight. Or it's only if it's worth it. If it's $700 to change my flight, I'll just cop the grief and keep the cash.
It's going to be a pretty exciting time. It sounds like it is going to be flat chat the whole time.
Plus, yeah, I just don't know what to expect.
Mine's similar to yours. I know what to expect, and my aim is to not queue as much. So I'm not really too concerned. Like, haven't got any photo ops or signatures. I'm just not into it. It's just additional queuing that I'm just not a fan of queuing, right? So I'm going to do absolutely the most to not queue, right? But I'll probably go to the celebration store and buy a few things. But otherwise, I'm not really that interested in, you know, merch or whatever. I do like walking around the showroom floor where you find some weird and wonderful kind of things you might want to buy and haggle with, and, you know, some vintage stuff that you might want to buy. But that's the fun of it. But in general,
do they have stalls and stuff for sale?
Yes, yeah. On the main showroom floor, the celebration floor, there's all vendors who might be selling, you know, vintage, you know, secondhand stuff, either. Yeah, boxed or unboxed, just weird and wonderful kind of things. So you do come across some stuff that you've never seen before, and you're like, oh, I want that. So, that's what I prefer. I'm not really into the new stuff. I'm a bit annoyed there isn't a Lego, option to buy, because last time I did queue up for Lego, and
I heard you got lucky with the Lego last time, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that's the only one I wanted, and I got lucky. So, there's no reservation or like a lottery to win. Basically, you go in these lotteries to win a window of opportunity to queue up for an exclusive thing like a Funko or whatever. And last time there was a Lego option for that, but there's not. But I'm sure there'll be a Lego store or place there. But in general, I'm just looking forward to meeting people again from last time, and meeting people I didn't meet last time, and all the people I've been talking to over the years, and podcasting, and just meetups, basically. Like, our friend Mark Perez is doing Alderaan Idol on Wednesday night. I think this is like a karaoke competition, Alderaan Idol. He's doing that. There's just so much going on, like, outside of the event. There's going to be food trucks outside the convention, I've heard, in Anaheim.
Love food trucks. You
know, yeah, so last time in Chicago, the food inside wasn't great, but I've heard Anaheim convention is pretty good with food trucks. There's going to be tacos and all that sort of cool stuff.
Sweet.
So I'm just looking forward to more the people side of things and catching up with people rather than. And the panels would be great if I get them, but I'm not that concerned if I don't win the panels for those four major panels. So yeah.
When do they go?
So I'm gonna hit you up now. We'll find out tomorrow, I think, or the day after. Whilst I have you, Turbo, I want you to apply for all the Funko.
I think it's the Monday. Tomorrow. Yeah, I think it's the Monday in the US, so it's probably I think it's Monday US, so it's probably Tuesday morning or something. Well, yeah.
Okay. Turbo, I want you to apply for all the Funko panels for me because I want that gold Grogu. I want you to help me get it.
Yeah, I can do that. I haven't done that yet, but I can do that. Please do. I'm not queuing up for you, but I'll give you.
Oh no, just give me your QR code and I'll queue up. I'll be sitting around. But I've actually, I think I've been chatting to Kev Garbutt, and I saw this Jabba's sail barge, like one of the skiffs for sale on the marketplace, and we were talking because he loves his vintage too, and I was like, oh, what do you think? Do you think I should get this? And he's like, you better fucking get it because if I see that at Celebration, I'll fucking climb over the top of you to buy it. So so that probably saved us.
I'm hoping to go record shopping with Chris Hall and Kev Garbutt. That's my other thing. I want to go to Amoeba Records.
Amoeba Records, LA, I know, yes.
So shopping with Chris and Kev is one of my highlights. What else? Yeah, there's the Champions League final, talking about football. So I think the Champions League final is on the Saturday.
That's right, Saturday morning. Is it Saturday morning?
Saturday midday, I think. So Liverpool, Real Madrid, I've got to find a place to watch that.
I'll come with you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I can't if – wait a second. I'm not sure I can now.
I'm sure there's going to be conflicts. It's fine. Pink Milk are also podcasting at that time as well, so – there's just so much going on. I don't know what to do.
It's hard. It's like it's hard.
Let me just
to
check my schedule.
Choose one. Choose something over the other. That's going to happen. It's going to happen heaps.
Yeah.
It's going to be. The joys. It's pretty cool though. It's going to be so much content going to come out of it. So what do you want to do? What do we think prediction wise they're going to release? I know we threw out a few last time. I threw out a bit of a Bad Batch season 2 trailer. Were you a Bad Batch watcher, Turbo? Did you watch Bad Batch?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I haven't rewatched it, but I do watch it, and I was surprised how good it was. So it's not something I'll rewatched instantly, and I'm not across everything, but I really enjoyed it, and I'm keen to see what happens in season 2. So
I think we'll see something.
I think there will be a Bad Batch 2 announcement.
Oh, there will be on the Sunday
There has to be an Andor announcement.
I was going to say 100%.
So, speaking of Andor, like you've got Cassian and you've got Mon Mothma in the Vanity Fair. Like Genevieve O'Reilly, like she looks brilliant. Like
she looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Good. Mon Mothma looking hot.
I might have a thing for Mon Mothma now, so I'm going to be wearing my Star Wars spelt out Mon Mothma Metallica mashup shirt. So that's going to be packed up soon. So, but yeah, there has to be. They're in Vanity Fair being shot. Like it has to be. It's got to be.
Turbo, I have a date with Ewan McGregor at 12:50 on the Saturday. So I might get the signature
at Champions League.
And then I'll have to like come join you in my Real Madrid shirt.
Yes.
Continue about Andor season one.
No, I was going to
ogling Mon Mothma and packing some Mon Mothma shirt.
I think that'll be one of the bigger releases.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, Terps, what's your fashion for the week? Are you wearing nothing but Star Wars clothes the whole time? Like.
I guess I have Star Wars t-shirts and jeans or shorts or whatever. That's about it, really. You won't need a jacket, I'm sure. It's middle of summer or start of summer.
They say it gets cold at night, though, so pack something, just hoodies, one thing. Just a few hoodies. Yeah. And
that's about it, really.
Callan can wear his raincoat every day. It's going to rain the whole time we're away, sucked in. enjoy that.
Yeah, it doesn't rain in LA
at all. Rains tacos and Ewan McGregor.
He'll be rich. The other thing I've always thought is like, is Mendo going to do a surprise, you know, similar to like Rogue One show up somehow as part of Andor or something? I don't know. A Krennic dress up with, you know, introducing Andor season 1. I don't know. That's a dream.
Maybe. Like I don't know if Krennic will be in it.
I think it...
one of the big panels? You reckon on one of the big panels?
Why does he have to be in it?
Because he does. He's Mendo. No, so he did that at Star Wars Celebration London for Rogue One. He came out in his Krennic gear. And, yeah, I just want to see something like
They've got to do something like that on one of the big panels.
It has to be. I'm sure the Andor will be the, what's it called, the Future of Star Wars Films panel or Future of Star Wars something. Can't remember what it's called, but that's going to be the one where they announce, you know, the next, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years of Star Wars. Probably Taika Waititi. It sounds like there's going to be the Taika Waititi movie over the, Rogue Squadron?
It's been confirmed. So Taika's next, but we don't know when. That's the thing. Like,
It'll be 3 or 4 years away.
No, I don't think so. Because
long time.
I don't know. If it's next year, it's too rushed. I think it's going to be 2024.
There needs to be, for Star Wars films, there needs to be time. 3 years to get the film right. Time. Give it time. Yeah.
But I think it was being written whilst he was finishing Thor. So it's not like it only takes a year and a half to shoot, then probably 6 months to edit, and then score.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, like, there's probably less green screen in the films these days. They're probably going to use the volume or stagecraft or whatever.
Sick
is
the volume.
And that'll allow them to film it more quickly. And, like, there's going to be less post-production if they use the volume, I would say. So, yeah, maybe a couple of years, 2 years.
The volume is so sick.
It's been a game changer. I think it was going to be a Kenobi movie, but the success of Mando has just, you know, changed the landscape completely for, I mean, Disney Plus has just been an absolute goldmine for them. And be interesting to see, like, I've been doing like little deep dive and just listening to reviews of Mando season 1 and season 2 from the SLP boys and a few others just to get that sort of feel the atmosphere, because I wasn't listening to as many podcasts back then, and it's been good to sort of go back and listen to everyone have their thoughts, and also The Rise of Skywalker and Last Jedi, and sort of see how the feelings were on the night, and then sort of it's sort of adjusted over time a bit as well. So it's been good to go back and just relive some of those moments. I probably should have saved those for the plane now. I'm not sure what I'm going to listen to on the plane, but definitely could have downloaded those and saved them. But anyway. But it's fever pitch for Kenobi. Like, I mean, Cal, give us your top 3 things you want to see.
I'm interested to see the backstory of what he's actually doing. Like, there's talk of, like, he's doing a lame-ass job and just, like, little details like that. I'm really keen to see some little details that tie a lot of stuff in. I do want to see – I was going to make it – no, Mace won't be there. But I do want to see a
– Seriously.
I definitely want to see him tread. Like, I want him to just dominate. Like, and
you want to see
mad
who
battle.
Dominate?
Obi.
Obi-Wan, he doesn't dominate, he defends.
Yeah, I know, but like just with the, I know there's going to be
cut
some
people down for fun.
I know, but I don't think
he's going to come out of hibernation. I think, you know, he's probably. I mean, what has he been doing for 10 years? For 10 years, he's just been laying low.
I think he'll be
in a cave.
Yeah. Last episode or something, or like he'll actually start really fighting, and it'll be a big slow burn. And when he does, it'll be pretty epic. And I'm really looking forward to the music. I think the music is going to just be like the trailer's already fucking epic, and I reckon I'm going to have a lot of goosebumps.
There's a new John Williams theme for Obi-Wan. He came out of retirement, I guess, to write a new theme for Obi-Wan.
He did. I don't know if you heard that. 2 weeks, apparently. That's very exciting. Now the music's going to be good. The girl who did Loki, she's the composer for this one. I don't know, have a name off the top of my head. But, Turbo, what are your top 3? I know you don't like to commit and get excited, but you're going to have to
role play my
live questionnare.
No, my number one would be the Uncle Owen and Obi-Wan conflict, or Ben, or, you know, I want to see a meatier role for like Joel Edgerton, and I want to see that conflict, you know, the grumpiness of Uncle Owen, and, you know, maybe him defending Luke and trying to shelter Luke. And I want to see that conflict, because you can tell there's something, you know, episode four, there's something going on there. There's a bit of history, and I want to see that kind of fleshed out. So
did you see the extended footage that was released?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I was going to say. Did yeah.
They gave us a little bit more meat for that, but for little bone. They just They did. Yeah,
it's good. You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
It's just the kind of sausagey goodness you're looking for. That extra bit of meat. It looks juicy, and there's definite tension there, and there's always has been.
What do you think, Matty?
I think this Reva chick's going to be pretty central to the story.
She's a bad bitch. I've loved that chick since I saw her. I reckon she's going to be.
She's had so much. I don't know, like so much presence in the trailers. Like all of her action scene looks insane. Like there's that one where she sort of like does the somersault flip with the lightsaber in the hand and just cuts them off. But then in the second trailer, you can't escape him. And like she's just so front and center. And then she's in the photo shoots as well. Like I think she has a huge role to play in this.
A little maybe Anakin's Padawan.
Padawan. Oh. Mm. Yeah. Well, he doesn't go by the name Anakin anymore. He's left that name behind.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, look, that's the thing. Like, cause, I mean, I started watching Rebels the other day. Just you saw the Inquisitor, and you have Vader. You know, says he's talking to the Inquisitor, saying, "Right, we've got to kill all the children of the Jedi and stuff." So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see the dynamic between the Grand Inquisitor, Vader, and then sort of the Grand Inquisitor's sort of fifth sister, brother.
Do you think we're going to see any other Jedi? Like, they're going to find other Jedi and they're going to hunt them down?
I think we will, because I think there's another Jedi on Tatooine, because the Inquisitors are already on Tatooine looking for something, and it's not Kenobi. Like, and that's, I think the general premise is that I haven't read all the Reddit spoilers or anything, so I'm not ruining it for everyone, but I think Obi-Wan has to – I think that's the whole thing about Owen and Obi-Wan is like, you need to fuck off because the heat's here already and they're after this person and you're just making everything worse. So, yes, they'll go off to Space Hong Kong to get them off the scent. So – and that's the thing. I think what's his name? The guy from the Eternals, Kumari
– Kumail Nanjiani.
Nanjiani. I think he might be – he's looking Kumail very – Kumail Nanjiani, yeah. He's looking very Jedi-esque in his sort of robes and that little half a second we got. But, I think there are some definite Jedi survivors. I mean, these Inquisitors are out hunting, so they're obviously
– Do you like Josh Chapman's theory about the Jedi robes at all? Do you recall that from his last couple of episodes?
Yeah.
He was saying that, you know, why is it that Uncle Owen wears what looks like Jedi robes? And, you know, there's obviously the rest of Tatooine sort of dresses like they look like they're Jedi.
And homeless
he's
Jedi.
Sort of saying that it was, he said sort of saying that it was all a decoy, like everyone get dressed up like Jedi and no one will know that who's the actual Jedi. It's like a disguise, a common disguise, so they can slide under the radar.
But it's not really slide under the radar when Inquisitors are there and they go, all right, if you're dressed like one, we'll just kill first and ask questions later. So
Yeah.
But no, I think that's going to be pretty exciting to see, and I don't know, just I'm pumped for Kenobi, sort of, you know, how they fit it in without, you know, because Obi-Wan is so sacred to Star Wars. He's a character that, you know, you don't, you can't muck around with, you can't get it wrong, you have to get it right, and I think they will. They really will. They have to give it everything, and this doesn't look... This looks five times better than Mando. I'm not talking quality, but just the the sets, everything, limited series. It's a once. I saw someone going, oh, wouldn't it be amazing if they announced Kenobi season two at Celebration? Like, there's not going to be another season. This is it.
Yeah.
It's, they know exactly, they've got 6 hours or whatever it is. They're going to pump as much money in it to make it look as amazing as possible. There'll be no expense spared on CGI. You're not going to get like one of those car chases from the Book of Boba Fett that was just heinously weird and slow.
Power Rangers.
I think compared to Book of Boba Fett, I think that was Book of Boba Fett was probably rushed a bit. Like, it was like, oh, we've got Mando. How do we wedge this in and you know, do that? But I think from what I've heard about Obi-Wan and the interviews with Ewan, he was sort of saying that he came on board really early on. They talked about doing a film, I think, with Stephen Daldry, the director, and that wasn't quite working and they had to remold it. So it sounds like they've spent – and everyone's complaining it was taking too long and it was delayed. So I think they've spent a lot of time developing it, so it sounds like it's been in the works for a long time from what Ewan has said. And I think Ewan's an executive producer on it, so he's got his skin in the game to sort of make it. And he's been, you know, reviewing the scripts and making sure that it's that he likes it himself as well. So I don't know. I think it's been a bit more measured compared to just, I don't know. I think Book of Boba Fett was kind of wedged in there as, you know, let's create something off to the side, an offshoot. So
they got smashed with COVID as well. Like, it would have been right in the middle of shooting Book of Boba Fett had that.
The other thing Ewan said that, well, I think it, they said they filmed Obi-Wan all through COVID as well. So,
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they have volume? Did they have volume though?
Yeah, it's all volume. But it was all shot during COVID. So,
but I think they had to wait for Andor to finish as well, though. Like, I don't know, actually. I'm not sure, but no, I think the production value looks just really, like, just from the trailers. They look like movie level trailers. The sets are supremely high quality.
You know, they're not going to branch off into sort of some episode where there's no Obi-Wan in it.
There'll be no filler episodes. I think that, you know, with a limited series, you got six and that's it. You can't afford to not focus. And I'm so excited. I mean, it's going to be weird, though. I mean, within we arrive, one third of the season's gone in the first night. It's sort of a lot to to absorb. Double very episode, quickly. Right? Double episode, indeed. You'll be nice on a Friday, just chill, pizza. You know, four slices, episode one. Finish the other four slices, episode two. You know, go to bed. Idea. We'll be. And your neural receptors will be at their, you know, optimum. You'll be relaxed. At the end of the week, you know, Steph will take care of the kids and you'll be fresh and taking it at a good level. Me and Turbo will be like Star Wars out of our brains, hyperactive as hell, you know, midnight to 2 a.m., probably not focused as much as we should and just in awe. But and then watch it again, probably 2 to 4 a.m. and then just ruin the next day. So, it's going to be tough, but...
I've just double checked my football team's not playing on Friday night, even better. So it works out well.
Friday night is actually my mum's birthday. I feel bad, but she's in Europe, so sorry, Mum. I'm in LA, so doesn't matter. You're not here, I'm not here. Enjoy the text. It's gonna be insane. Like, I've been watching the trailer, I don't know, once or twice a day, each one. No trailer breakdowns or predictions or any of that stuff, but just the music is so good. They've really gone back to the well of amazing John Williams, and it's just hyped things up to another level. I think once me and Turbo get off that plane and sort of start seeing our friends, and you know, we're on the precipice, it's going to get real fever pitch really quickly, I think.
Yeah,
I'll be so impatient the whole of Celebration Day One. Of can this day just fucking end so we can start watching?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get one wild prediction. Turbo, you go first, mate. Give us a for Obi-Wan. Yeah. Not something you want to see, just a wild theory or prediction.
Oh, I don't think it's wild, but I kind of think we're going to see Emperor Palpatine. We're going to see the Emperor in some form. It's got to happen, but well,
it's natural.
He's
in charge. He's in charge of the galaxy. He's Vader's boss. I think you know, Ian McDiarmid. He's been doing interviews. He's had a presence in the Star Wars. He always has. But this is prime for, like, Rise of Skywalker. Fucking weird that he came back. Like, yeah. But you know,
it's natural. He comes back here.
Well, it's natural. He's the governing body. He's the emperor.
But then, if we say that, are we also going to see Tarkin? Are we going to see any like CGI Tarkins or?
I don't think Tarkin's going to add a lot of value at the moment. He's obviously. I don't know if he's Grand Moff or he's just a regional governor at the moment. So he doesn't add a lot of value, like, whereas the Emperor does. And, you know, they obviously probably want some big reveals for this. But what about this? Do you think we'll see Leia?
Well, look, if we see young Luke, there's no reason why we won't see young Leia. We're going to see Bail. If we see Bail, we'll probably see a young Leia. Why not?
I think so. She'll be like, Do you think we're going to go to Alderaan? Yeah. I think we'll end up on Alderaan at some stage.
100%, I think.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Or we might see one of them leaving there.
Or, like, one of the theories is, I don't know how much of a spoiler it is or just a theory, but is it Obi-Wan goes off-world to save a young Leia? Or protect or do something like that. That's the reason why it goes off world. So I don't know where I heard that. It was probably just some speculation.
I think I said that. I heard that too.
Yeah, maybe you said
it. Maybe I did say it actually.
Yeah.
that was a theory going around as well. Yeah, like everyone's like, oh, maybe it's Luke and stuff. He's on Tatooine, or why would he leave Tatooine if Luke's there? Is he protecting him? Maybe he's going to save Leia, or Leia's in trouble now.
Yeah, look, maybe everyone realizes that Owen's pretty protective of Luke, so who knows? I don't know.
But maybe Obi doesn't know which one they're going after.
Why couldn't Vader sense Leia was his daughter in the first couple of minutes of A New Hope? See, that's the thing. Like, if he finds out about Leia in this show, then that whole opening scene of A New Hope doesn't make sense, you know? Like, oh, he's literally standing this far from his daughter. Oh, sorry, I was hunting you 10 years ago.
But maybe it's not Vader. It's just the Inquisitors are hunting down Force-sensitive children.
But there's also the theory that she didn't turn on. I've been doing a lot of research. She didn't turn on in the Force. The Force didn't awaken in her until Empire Strikes Back, Cloud City, Luke's on the hangar plane, you know, waiting. Leia, hear me. That was the moment her Force switched on and the connection was of, you know. So
that sounds about right.
That would make sense.
You know, I've been putting my downtime to really good use here, you know. This is my Star Wars gold. But I think we'll see Leia. Cal, give us something wild and crazy and something that might happen.
No, mine was going to Alderaan. I actually think we will. I'd love to see it in this day and age, and I'm just really looking forward to the big fight. There's going to obviously be a couple of big fights, hopefully, and I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be sick.
Yeah, it's going to be a massive fight. I'm interested to see how they pull it off, how he gets away, how they keep the continuity, you know, how they don't break off into variant timelines or whatever. You know, they just keep it nice and straight, and everything's continuous, the canon's undisturbed.
Well, I guess, is that what you're saying? Is at the end of the six episodes, he's gone back to Tatooine. He's bought a hut or something, and he just lives there for the next what, another 10 years, is it?
I just, look, I don't know. Like, I mean, I reckon we'll find out how he gets the hut. The first episode might be like, I'm sick of this fucking cave. I'm getting a hut. Goes to his hut broker. And then.
Get your hut. Do you think? Hut's here, 2 for 1. Yeah. That would be funny.
Goes to Tatooine Bank, gets a loan, and sort him out. No. I don't know. We'll see. I don't think they're going to stick to the mundane stuff for too long, but they will definitely fill that story. But I don't know. What about Bounty Hunters? Because is that Forlorn? I'm pretty sure that's Forlorn.
No, they said it's not. Deborah Chow came out and said it's not. She confirmed it's not.
Yeah.
Is it that?
Yeah,
is
it's
it,
called okay. It's called Ijack. Ijack. His name is Ijack.
Really? Is that the one from Mando then? The one from season one of Mando that.
Not
you know the
sure
one which the frog lady sort of reprograms to do the voice.
No.
You know.
No.
You know, because that one tried to kill Grogu and he killed it when he did that mission in episode 6 with the Twi'lek, Clancy Jones, and Bill Burr. He was the pilot. Maybe.
Yeah, so you're saying is that Ijack, or are you saying is that what's maybe. That one? Forlorn.
Forlorn, that wasn't Forlorn, but
no.
I don't know.
Yeah, so she's come out and said it's Ijack. Well, I'm sure we'll find out. There'll be something more.
What you're
more
saying is, do you think we'll see any original bounty hunters in this?
Well, Reva said, I want, you know, every bounty hunter to squeeze this guy. Like, you know, there's very Cad Bane-esque, you know, in that hallway. Like, who is Reva confronting in that hallway with that blaster? I don't think that's Obi-Wan. There's so much misdirection going on. Are those fucking convoys that flew out? Like, there is so much shit going on. Is Ahsoka coming? Is Ahsoka going to be in this show? Do you think it's a chance?
See, you've watched the trailer too many times. That's what I think.
Can Ahsoka be in this show?
Of course she can.
Yeah.
She's got a relationship with Obi-Wan.
Well, like, what?
She's hiding. She's a Jedi hiding.
Like, why are you there? Oh. Why doesn't, like, Grogu show up?
Grogu? Grogu's only 20 years old.
So? You're saying everyone else can, so, like...
No, but Ahsoka's has been in she finds a way to get into everything. She's been in Clone Wars, Rebels, Mando, Book of Boba Fett. Filoni just fucking loves her, and why wouldn't she, you know...
But is Filoni really... Who's writing this?
She's the golden child.
Oh, come on. Let's be honest. Filoni's having a hand.
Who's the writer?
Who's the writer?
No, who's the writer? If Filoni was writing it, I'd say yes. I don't think Filoni's writing it.
So you've got Jedi scattered around the galaxy hiding. You've got a great Jedi that everyone loves. You want to just give Sheeva a cameo, you may as well throw Ahsoka in the mix. You know, she's only got a show coming out in 12 months. Let's get everyone nice and warm.
Maybe Obi's going. He sensed.
Why were there convoys in the
off
street?
Somewhere he's going to go. This is interesting, Matthew. Very well. You're going to keep me up
tonight.
Too
many questions you have, Matt.
I feel like you guys are normal, and I'm like that meme with that guy and the thing. I'm like, trying to get these theories out.
Yeah. Well, you've hit a couple before, so. That's an interesting theory.
My wife just messaged me.
I will.
Hey, you're screaming. Sorry.
So it's about Ahsoka. That's cool. Yeah, that'll be there's no way, but geez, it'll be a game changer because it does fit. It does fit.
Yeah.
They both face. What about they both face Darth Vader?
No, she's not going to fight alongside Obi-Wan. Ooh, maybe. No, they wouldn't do that because.
Well, how does he get away? How does he get away? I just don't know how he gets away.
No, you see, in Rebels season 2, he says when she senses her presence, the Padawan lives. So she can't have the fight with Obi-Wan 8 years earlier. So no. I'm going to debunk that theory. But she can definitely make an appearance with an Inquisitor. Well, then, I don't know, maybe.
But you're right in the fact of when it comes from a marketing point of view, she is the legit golden child.
Like, 100%.
So
she could definitely, yeah. And she could show up, not have any conflict, and then just disappear from the scene. Like, oh, hey, by the way, Jedi check-in, Ahsoka, bloody, I don't know, playing fulcrum with Jimmy Smits on Alderaan. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's it. And everyone would be like, fuck, can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah.
That'd be the am I turning you back towards my side, Toad? Yeah. No?
You're not convincing me. No.
Not convincing you?
She doesn't need to be in everything.
She doesn't need to be. I don't want her in the show, but I'm thinking she's definitely got a 50-50 chance of turning up.
Yeah.
She's alive at least in the timeline, yes.
She's alive, yes.
Are there any other?
I reckon there's more chance of seeing her than Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah, it's probably about the same.
And also the people, when you see her and you see him, the reaction will be 100 times bigger for her than it would be for GMT.
Yeah. What is there any other council members that could?
Council members, they're all dead.
No, we don't know what happened to Yaddle. Did Yaddle die?
Yaddle went on maternity leave and never came back.
No, I'm trying to think what other Jedi, because they're looking for Jedi, right? What other Jedi could be in there?
Jocasta New might be setting up a rogue library somewhere. Do you think we'll see Dexter Jetster?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Obi-Wan, that's a Kamino saber dart.
I think we will, because I've heard he's in that Brotherhood book.
Really?
So, it could be in that. Where does he go to see him again? Where does he? What city is?
It's Coruscant.
That was Coruscant. It was a space diner. They copped a lot of grief on Twitter. Do you remember that tweet? And they go, "I waited 20 years to see this, and it's a fucking space diner." Some of the tweets from the prequels are so funny, like angry tweets.
Dude, I loved the prequels.
I loved it.
Yeah, I loved that whole scene.
I never had any hate. I was like, taxation of trade routes, bring it on. I was a commerce student. I was loving it.
So you don't think any other Jedis are popping into you that might?
Ki-Adi Mundi, maybe? Ki-D?
Well, I saw, like, from the Vanity Fair Hayden shoot, right? Hayden's pose was he was arched back. And his I love how I'm giving you a visual representation for it. His arm was in the air, and it was very much his Anakin Jedi pose. And we might get a big flashback. That's the thing. You could get a flashback to the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And that's when you could see a lot of Jedi. And it wouldn't be weird. Like, you know, you go, oh, hey, here's 10 Jedi that survived Order 66. But you go back in time and you've got young, de-aged. Well, you probably don't need to de-age Obi-Wan, Ewan. You can just not. He's super weathered in this now. Like, they've gone the other way. But you can have those two, you know, a little touch them up a bit, looking real fresh. You got. I want to see Kenobi with the Jedi armor on. The you know, remember the Clone Wars, the white stormtrooper suit he sort of had on the shoulder pads and stuff?
That'd be sick.
That would be sick to see Clone Wars flashback. Are we going to see?
I hope they don't sit in flashbacks for too long.
Are we going to see Kreese? That at all? The Jedi, the Mandalorian, Obi-Wan love story. Like, do they have time for a flashback?
I don't think they have time to flashback too much.
Yeah, they can't book a Boba Fett.
They can't.
Five episodes.
Weak moments in the cave. They sort of just have oh fuck, I lost Anakin. I lost Satine. I lost this.
Yeah, no. There will be. I'd say in the cave, he's going through some trauma and, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder. Like, he's probably have a lot. He has Obi-Wan probably has a lot of regrets, so probably he's probably having nightmares, and yeah. I'm sure there'll be flashbacks in that way, but I don't think it'll take up a lot of, well, nothing like the Book of Boba Fett flashback. It'll just be like dream flashback.
So yeah, I'm not like what flashback Force and then 40 minutes of Tuskens.
What Force goes?
Qui-Gon. Are we going to see Yoda?
If we see Qui-Gon, Force goes
we're
to
seeing
the end.
100%. Qui-Gon will be there.
It has to be at the end.
What?
There can't be a cast of thousands. I think it just has to be.
You shut your mouth, Turbo. Okay. You shut your mouth.
Turbo, he doesn't even have to be on the. He might not even make a facial appearance because Qui-Gon Jinn couldn't manifest the Force. He can only do a Force Skype call with audio only. So it could just literally be a conversation. So that's not a cameo. That's just a conversation.
There's predictions that he'll say something like, I've been trying to find you, and then he'll come in and say, I've been here the whole time. Like, there'll be a one-liner like that. Like, I'll be major Goosebump City. If
he goes, I really screwed the pooch on that Chosen One. Could you, you sort of clean that up for me, mate? And sorry. I'm sorry about that space gambling. I should have really have just – should have just gotten on with it. Look,
it's going to be exciting.
You think we'll
times.
See Yoda Turbo? Is Yoda coming back?
No.
What?
No.
He's out there as well. You know that Yoda's got a. Yoda has taught Obi-Wan how to commune with Qui-Gon. You don't think they're going to touch the Yoda? So that, you don't think Obi-Wan and Yoda are going to have a phone call, and Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon have a phone call? A Force call?
My default answer is no. And if it happens, okay.
There's time. There's six hours. You can have a phone call with Qui-Gon Jinn. You can go, hey Yoda, just quickly. If I want to get back to Qui-Gon, what do I do again? Oh yeah, that's right. Cool. Hey Master, how are you? Surely you can fit that in.
See, Matt's got the scattergun approach. He's just like this, and this, and this, and this, and then.
I'm not saying if I don't get this,
maybe one or two things might come true.
I just said, look, I'm saying Ahsoka, 1 to 19%, Yoda 50 to 75%, Qui-Gon Jinn 80 to 100. They referenced it in Revenge of the Sith. Teach you how to commune with your old master. He is going to commune with Qui-Gon. It's going to be in the first episode for sure. 100%. Yeah.
Matt,
what have you been doing for 10 years? I've been learning how to commune with dead Force ghosts. It's going to happen. You have to see it. They're not going to go,
First episode back, like the Obi-Wan review episode. After six episodes, let's see how many you got right.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, sure. Good I look call. Forward to and it.
I've never seen Matt so passionate about something. Just not realizing you're on a podcast, just smashing his mic.
I can't wait for Turbo to have to listen to this conversation over and over and over again with all the people we see in America. He's going to be like, fuck, I can't listen to this shit anymore. Fuck off, Matt. Seriously. Yeah. Like, stop telling everyone Qui-Gon's coming. But, I'm pretty sure we'll see Qui-Gon because even Liam Neeson's throwing fucking, misdirection out there. I'll come back, but only in a movie. Well, we all know there's been a TV show made. He was in the clone. He was in the Clone Wars as a voice. He is going to be there. We are going to see Qui-Gon Jinn. And he might even
Matt's
come
banging the desk.
Yeah, I am. That's Matt.
He's coming.
I've never seen him so passionate. Oh no, we will, and it'll be pretty epic.
It's going to be really.
So next time,
Callan, I've got your shirts, by the way. You got your shirt. You came and picked it up.
I've got my shirt.
Turbo, I'll give it to you in America. 3 Men and a Baby Yoda podcast T-shirt.
Sounds good. I'll bring one less shirt then. You got to pack lightly.
Pack lightly.
So next episode will be. Will next episode be when we're back reviewing your celebrations? We'll have you both.
All
back.
My champion theories. Will.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. we'll have to do
probably show off his exclusive Funko.
I'm actually going to try and get two because Brinkat wants one as well. And so I'm hoping I get mine on my own bat and then...
As I said, I'll go in the panel, go in the lotto for it, but I'm not queuing.
That's fine. Josh Chapman's going to give me his stuff as well. He's not that keen. And I don't think Catherine is either. So, no, I think we're good. I think we're going to, it's going to be insane. So, in 2 weeks' time, no, 3 weeks' time. No, wait. We're back. No, we'll be back in 2 weeks then, won't we?
Yeah.
So we'll be back here. I'll edit this podcast. Well, I'll just post it and then I'll write down all the theories and we'll do a little post. Oh, no, wait. We won't be able to do the post Obi-Wan show for 6 weeks, but.
Post we'll two see. Episodes or three.
Post two
or three.
It'll be three. So another reason I want to get back with Turbo is also I want to get back to Sydney so I can see. See Obi-Wan from home rather than rush it on the plane or something or whatever it is like. Because otherwise, if I leave the next day, I'll fly back and I'll have missed it. Well, I think it'll be that night, actually. I think it'll be all right. We'll see.
It's all good.
But thank you, guys. It's been heated. It's been passionate. it's been painful if you haven't been me. But no, it's been lots of fun, Turbo. I look forward to I'll see you 3 days from now. Where are you staying? Who are you staying with? Turbo rejected the offer to sleep next to me on the air mattress.
No, I rejected the offer. So Matt took my spot in the Australian Airbnb because
no, I didn't take your spot.
No. I was a procrastinator, right?
So I took that spot 4 months ago before I even had a ticket.
So that's on me. But no, I'm staying with Mark Perez and Josh Nelson and a few others. So yeah, it's I think it's only like 10 minutes walk away from you guys. So not far.
No,
I'm sure we'll exchange.
Have fun, gentlemen. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be good, mate. Turbo, one night you got to come with me for dinner. There's a Peruvian restaurant around the corner from where we're staying. Well, it's like a 5-minute cab. Come for some Peruvian food and some more Ahsoka theories if you're interested. But no, I'm so pumped. As you can tell, the passion, the gooseies, they're flowing. It's gonna be a big 2 weeks. And I look forward to catching up with you. I will keep you posted the whole time, Kellen, whether you want to or not. Time zones won't matter. There is no etiquette when it comes to Star Wars. It's gonna be a big 2 weeks. May the Force be with you guys.
May the Force be with all of us.
May the Force be with everyone.
I love how you always make it feel so awkward, Turbo. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.